From The Mask of Zorro, Visions of Antonio Banderas. Jumping about, you heard James Horner's score. You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Time once again for our daily look at arts and culture. The music of Ravel. As Voice Box Opera in Concert prepares to celebrate the masterworks by him, but also Leo Schinache, Charles Wilson, and Francesco Cilia to celebrate love as a theme. Particularly, Janace's Katia Kabanova. It's one of the most searing operatic works from the 20th century, and the organization is very excited to present this rarely heard masterpiece this weekend. The single performance takes place at the St. Lawrence Center on Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Joining me in studio is Voice Box Opera and Concert performer, tenor Michael Barrett. Michael was born in Newfoundland and studied here in Toronto at the U of T Opera School. As a member of the Canadian Opera Company Ensemble Studio, he had 14 roles to his credit. He's also worked with Against the Grain, the Toronto Operetta Theatre, Pacific Opera Victoria, and the Vancouver, Saskatoon, and Edmonton operas as well. It's my pleasure to welcome tenor Michael Barrett to the New Classical FM. Great to have you here, my friend.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. And Voice Box Opera and Concert, very specific and special organization. What do you like about the programs and repertoire that this group presents? Because it's always a little different when they get together.
Absolutely. What I like the best about Opera and Concert, Voice Box Opera and Concert, is their willingness to go way outside the box and do operas that no one else does, either by composers that you've seldom heard of or by composers that you've often heard of, but pieces that aren't often done by other groups.
And we don't want these pieces to get lost in history, and so this is a way to continue to remind people that there is a wide spectrum beyond the pops.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I mean, we get sometimes in opera, we get bogged down. It's not the right term for it, but I mean, we see the same operas over and over and over again.
And I think, well, when you bring commerce into it, you need to
absolutely
bring people in and so on and so forth. So this is sort of luxurious to be able to afford to show these pieces and to have these pieces performed.
Absolutely. And it's great to have the support of a community. Voice Box Opera and Concert has the support of a strong community that wants to see these works by these either obscure or obscure operas by known artists.
So tell us about this program. Why was Leo Schinache considered so brilliant?
Oh, well,
I mean, we just listened to a little slice of it there, and it just sounds so beautiful, so wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, for me, it's his ability to write these luxurious lines within his orchestration of his operas. You hear some of the most luxurious, beautiful lines of orchestration, and then to mix that in with this operatic style of singing that's almost speech pattern-like. So you get these beautiful lines that are coming from the orchestra, yet you also get this emphasis from the voice that brings out the text, brings out the story. He seems to, in my opinion, follow the line of spoken language with his vocal lines, which can seem obscure at first when you hear them at first, because you know you expect the vocal line to be this beautiful melodic line, and it's
sure.
not always that. I mean, when you're talking about death and betrayal, it's not a necessarily a melodic thing that you're talking about.
So. I like that. You know, in his time, he was able to maybe go a slightly different direction than what was perhaps the norm.
Absolutely. I mean, he was definitely stretching the envelope.
Yeah.
Shall we say?
You've got a wonderful group of singers with you and a wide spectrum of people joining you. Tell us a little bit about how the event is going to roll out on during the afternoon.
Well, we have a fantastic young soprano Lynn, who's singing Lynn Isner, who's singing the lead role in the show. She's spectacular and a tour de force. The lady Amelia, who's singing My Mother, the part of My Mother in the show is powerful and overbearing, to say the least, and she has a voice that is, I won't say overbearing, but it's certainly powerful.
You got to have an overbearing parent in an opera, right? Isn't that how it goes?
This is the most controlling parent I've ever seen. I play a very suppressed son, to say the least.
Right.
And Sean Horbin is playing the third part of my love triangle in this piece.
Another cornerstone of
absolutely
of opera, right?
And
there.
Strangely, in this show, Janáček writes it with two tenors competing. Usually, it's a tenor bass, tenor baritone who are competing over the young love. But in this case, it's two tenors fighting over this lady. Ironically, though, we never share the stage. Sean and I are never on stage at the same time.
How does it feel to perform in the St. Lawrence Center? Is it got a nice feel in there for
the
opera?
St. Lawrence Center is a beautiful hidden gem.
Yeah.
I must say it's kind of stadium style seating, so you're looking directly out into the faces of the public, and the audience gets a really close up view. It's a really personal space, and it has gorgeous acoustics. So it's always fun.
That's interesting to hear you say that as a performer, where you are seeing, you know, the eyes of your viewers in that way.
I guess early in my career, I enjoyed the lights being super shiny, so I didn't have to see all the people.
Right.
But now I've gotten more used to it. I do like to engage the audience and feel their reaction and get to perform for them in real time.
I'm very excited about this program. Voice Box Opera and Concert season continues. And we have Charles Wilson's Kamouska, you know, on Sunday, February 16th. And then the season closes on April 5th with Francesco Cilia's masterwork, Adriana Le Couvreur. And the single performance of what we're going to experience this week happening at St. Lawrence Center on Sunday, December 1st. Can't believe it's December, 2:30 p.m. operaincontert.com/Katya. If you'd like to learn more, tickets also available at Ticketmaster, and you can learn more as well at stlc.com. That's the St. Lawrence Center website. Michael, all the best in this performance on Sunday.
Much.
I think it's going to be very exciting, and I think it's wonderful that VoiceBox does put on these rarely seen productions.
So. Absolutely, and I hope to see lots of your audience members there.
We do, and operaincontert.com once again. You're with the New Classical FM.